Welcome to Your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. Today we pull the curtain back on what it's like to host an improv show at Sac Comedy Lab. Joining us is the master of the Sac stage, veteran improviser and show director and host, Jay Hopkins. Listen in as one of my true improv mentors schools us in the art of working the audience before the improv begins. If you have any interest in learning how to tame a wild crowd, grab a pad and a pen. You'll want to take notes. Enjoy. That's actually one of my rules with my level one class. I just need you all to know that you can use all your words here. However, no isms, you know, no racism, no ageism, no sexism, stuff like
botanism.
That.
Botanism.
It's an ism.
What is botulism.
It? Botanism. Botanism. It's like against plants?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a thing.
I
didn't know that.
That's a warm-up.
I did not know that.
Oh, no. That's for Scumbox. We use the Scumbox attack. You know, please, we keep it clean, you know, family-friendly, stay out of the underwear zone. You know, no racism, no sexism, no botanism, no, you know.
like that. Yeah. See, I missed using that gag.
No.
I didn't, although I did have some gags that I would do that, you know, it's just like you develop patterns.
I still have stuff that I use that doesn't exist anymore. Like,
okay, you
know, the scorecards, you know, one is low, five is high, you know, so three is right in the middle, you know, five is brilliant, incredible. Broadway, couldn't afford to put it up there, put it up here. One is lousy, miserable, never should have been on stage. Three is a good, solid scene. They're improvisers, they're professionals. Four is like must see TV, NBC, Seinfeld, Frasier back to back. Two is anything on the CW. Doesn't exist.
Right.
And everyone's like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about?
You gave every single score a specific description.
A placement.
This is when you have to throw this. And did you check them on it? Did you look at them at some point and say?
Oh, they're sitting there with the cards. They're looking at them. They're like, okay, I got to put this in. They're absolutely intent.
Once 10 you minutes to judge.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Judge. I like to have the judges throw. Well, we have them throw all their fives now so they can see what it feels like to have a dance party. But I like having them throw all their ones and watch the audience naturally respond negatively.
Yeah? I'll try that.
They do. Well, because here's what I go. I'm like, I put somebody with throw your fives, audience. And they go, I got a five. I got a five. I got a five. And I'm like, and the audience goes wild. And they go wild. They're
sure.
Happy. And that's before I tell them what we do at a dance party. And then I'm like, okay, now imagine just the worst scene they've seen. And you throw a one and a one and a one. And the audience goes wild. And I say the exact same words. And they go, and I go, whoa, okay, you missed my point there, because before that I had just told them, look, you have a choice, you can be happy here, it doesn't really matter what these people throw, you still get to be happy, because
right.
This is a place of happiness. So if you brought boo into my auditorium, get it out now. Nice. And I invite them to boo, get the boo, and then they get sickening about it. It's like, okay, all right, enough.
Yeah. Well, you've given them authority and permission to do that. I'll give them the okay, look, if they give a score you disagree with, let them know. And then I say, judges, feel free to ignore them. You know, and then audience, you know, you don't have to boo the judges. You can cheer the players.
Right.
And then I just move it on at that point. I always ask this question, too, and then we can get off of this subject because it's, you know, boring.
Like the ins and outs. I've been a fan of Sac for so long. Like, I've been coming here
nice.
For so long. It's ridiculous.
I
so,
love that.
So the last 3, 4, 5 months, I've been hosting a little bit, and I realize my material is old, so I've been working on new material. And I'm trying to figure stuff out. But one of the things I would do, and I still haven't had it, when I'm looking for judges, I always ask, first off, is there anybody who's actually a judge? And I have yet to get one.
Oh.
I have yet to get an actual judge.
Do you think they don't want to identify themselves?
Maybe, but I don't think that they can.
Yeah.
I think that they're too busy. I don't think that they you know.
So you don't think they like improv? What you're saying is judges who would benefit from improv training for sure.
But they're so judgmental is the problem.
I don't know if I want to instigate the wrath of the legal gods in the world. No, I find them fascinating and interesting, and I hope they come. But I ask, and no one says. Now, I don't know whether they're shy, they think they're being singled out for the wrong kind of reason.
Not once
have they said, I'm actually a judge. Although there have been people, especially like teenage girls, you know, they'll go, yeah, I'm a judge. And I go, this is what's wrong with the legal system, you know, because
yeah.
They're lying right off the bat.
I like that
so
one.
Then we move on to like, okay, who here has actually ever judged any kind of competition?
Yeah.
You always find somebody who's done a pie eating contest or a choir or something. And so that's one judge. And then you look for somebody who's, I go, okay, who here is judmental? And that's, you know, they get a laugh out of that. And then lastly, based on who you've picked, you try and mix it up. So I usually go, and okay, and who's sitting in the third row with glasses and a Maine hoodie on with their hand up, and they're trying to not get acknowledged until they raise their hand. So you choose your third. Perfect. You know, so
that's fun. Yeah. See, that's and you keep it going the whole time. Yeah. It's like you find every beat has something fun and funny to choose from.
This is my other theory on the judges, just real quick.
Yeah.
The reason they're there for sure. They don't want to self-identify. Probably for safety reasons, but they know that everyone will come up afterwards and ask them to adjudicate something in their lives.
That's it.
Yeah. I was just arguing with this person about this. Can you tell us who's right?
So you think that 98% of the audience are actually judges? They're all there.
I would say 95. Let's not go 98.
They need the outlet.
They need it. That's 100%. Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. Are you a judge in real life and you're afraid to go to SAC Comedy Lab or anywhere else because you fear people will ask you to judge things for them? Then we've got a deal for you. An all-judge night at SAC Comedy Lab. I'm not affiliated with SAC in any way other than I'm a big fan, so I feel like I can make this promise on their behalf. I'll be setting a date shortly. Have a great day.